Leland Rooker is a senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Lots to talk about today, including the fact that Colorado has just hit the $6 billion mark, that's billion with a B, in legal cannabis sales in the 5 years since people have been able to purchase recreational cannabis legally here. That's combined legal, recreational and medicinal, Leland?
Yes, indeed. That's $6 billion in 5 years, 5 years since we, January 1st was the fifth year anniversary, and that's recreational and medical sales. Since I think the thing to be said here is that recreational sales have continued to climb, although at a slower level, which everybody expected. This isn't, marijuana is not for everybody, but medical sales have declined. In 2018, sales went from $416 million to $332 million. That's quite a drop. And the 2017 decline was from $445 to $416. So there is a decline in recreational sales. So we'll have to see what the state does with that. That's going to be an interesting thing to look at. And I think that this is healthy growth, but it shows exactly what everybody expected, which was that there would be dramatic growth at the beginning, people getting used to it, people starting, people curious people. Now it's just more of people who are using it.
Well, and I think a lot of people have also traveled to Colorado to participate in this. Now we're seeing more states actually having some type of legal cannabis available. I wonder, will that impact that? And one of the states now that is moving towards that is our neighbor to the south, Oklahoma. Voters in Oklahoma have actually approved medicinal marijuana. What's been going on there?
You know, that's interesting. Oklahoma voters, they approved the medical marijuana state question in June, and the state acted almost immediately. The agencies involved said they were ready to do this, and they've gotten it going. The Oklahoma Tax Commission says medical marijuana sales reached nearly 1 million in December. Now, that's not, you know, the kind of figures that we're seeing here in Colorado, but that's $70,000 in taxes for the state. There's more than 30,000 Oklahoma patients. There's 900 dispensary licenses that have been issued. In fact, the dispensary licensing is the thing that's bringing in more money. They brought in $10 million in licensing fees, and that's way more than sales. And because of that, a Tulsa grower and a private citizen have started a class action lawsuit against the Oklahoma State Department of Health, the Bureau of Narcotics, and the Tax Commission, which is saying that the state is unlawfully collecting these taxes. There's a $300 to $500 grower, processor, dispensary registration fee, a $2,500 business license fee, and patients pay $100 for a 2-year medical cannabis license. So there's a lot of money involved there. We'll see what happens.
Well, in terms of all of this money that is being generated, whether it's the $6 billion in Colorado or $1 million in Oklahoma, the big issue for all of these cannabis businesses is the lack of banking availability. Now, that is something that is now being tackled at a federal level, and Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter is trying to make some inroads in that. And what's the latest news on that? Because this is a huge issue, that there's no federally regulated bank that will take cannabis money.
Yeah, this is a huge issue, and it's there have been bills that have been brought out in the House over the years. There's probably 10 or 12 bills dealing with banking in one way or the other, but this is the first time, now that there's a Democratic leadership in the House, that they've had an actual hearing on cannabis. It was the Financial Subcommittee, and they called witnesses. They asked how banking access affects public safety. They asked about the dangers of operating on a cash-only basis, and they were told exactly how dangerous that is. Practically begs for people to launder money. And at one point, somebody even asked whether the cash at these businesses smells like weed. And yes, in some cases, was the answer. And Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter, who's been after this for a long time, he's the co-sponsor of the Safe Banking Act, and that's what this hearing was, to help people understand better what's going on and for him to find out more information before he brings this up. He's going to introduce the bill later this month, and that's one of the reasons for the hearings. And he says, you know, he says, if lawmakers oppose legalization, that's their business. But the American voters have spoken and continue to speak, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Prohibition is over.
People can find out more about all of these stories and more cannabis news online at sensimag.com. And of course, catch the hard copy in newsstands around the Front Range. And Leland Rooker, as always on Thursday mornings, will be here. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.